Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Lee Houston Wrestling Tracks here. We are getting close to a couple of things going on in the wrestling world. First off, we got Backlash next month, May 8th. That's Mother's Day. You imagine spending a nice Mother's Day evening with your mama watching some wrestling. How cool is that? I'm going to come back to that in a second. We also got Impact Wrestling's Rebellion. Not Rebellion. Rebellion or Sacrifice? Rebellion. Yeah. Let's look it up here. When I'm in doubt here, Wrestling Trash, I used to go to the good old internet. Yeah, Rebellion. It would be, when it'll be, let's see here. When will it be, though? Okay. We have it for April 23rd. That's coming up real soon. April 23rd. Sound like a Sunday. April 23rd at Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm butchering names already. Poughkeepsie, New York. It's going to be Trey Miguel versus Ace Austin or Speedball Mike Bailey. Moose and Josh Alexander. Jonathan Gresham against Eddie Edwards. Jonah against... I'm tired of butchering these people's names. You know what? I'm going to call him Tom. I hate to do this. No disrespect to him personally. The great athlete. I can't pronounce your name. I'm going to call you Tom. Your name is Tom from now on. And since I see your name, I'm calling you Tom. No disrespect. I don't want to display nobody if I butcher their name so much. I can't pronounce this guy's name. A Japanese athlete, a great athlete. I just can't pronounce your name. Therefore, your name is now Tom. Tom Ishii. I am so sorry, y'all. My bad. Jonah versus... I'm going to get David Burton pronounce that. I can't pronounce that. That's kind of messing me up right now, the whole show. Anyway, John versus my boy Tom. Tasha Steeles against Rosemary. Deanna Peruzzo against Taya Valkyrie. Chris Sabin, Jay White, Steve Macklin. Triple threat match. They call it a three-way match. Violent by Design, Eric Young, Joe Diener, or Diener will take on seven other teams. And an 8-team elimination match for the tag team championships. By the way, if you can't afford pay-per-view, $60, you can always go to watchwrestling.ai, find this pay-per-view called Rebellion, Empire Wrestling Rebellion, and watch it on there for free on the streaming site. Find the stream that works for you, and there you go. You are welcome, by the way. We also have Backlash. I refuse to call it WrestleMania Backlash. It's stupid. Just call it Backlash. Charlotte Flair, Ronda Rousey, and an I Quit match. It's very simple. Whoever loses, somebody got to say I quit for this pain and this misery and this suffering to be over. We have Cody Rhodes, Seth freaking Rollins, RK Bro, The Usos, Unification match. I'm going to come back to that in just a second. The Unification concept. AJ Styles against Edge one more time. That's going to be May 8th on Mother's Day. And what better way to watch wrestling than with your mama on Mother's Day? How cool is that? And if you can talk your way into it, that'd be awesome. Most mamas don't care for wrestling, but if you can do that, hey, you've done something. Speaking of Mother's Day, you can get $10 off at WrestleTracks.com. Use the code MAMASGREAT, because she is, and you get $10 off with the code MAMASGREAT. We also got face masks. Yes, we got face masks. We got the gator, and we got the regular traditional face mask, and we got the gator. You can get $10 off the gator. You can't get $10 off the regular face mask at the moment, but you can get $10 off the gator. Go to WrestleTracks.com. Use the code MAMASGREAT. Get $10 off. You're welcome, by the way. I want to check out this awesome movie coming up. I love Marvel. It's going to be a little different this time. Multiverse of Madness in theaters May 6th. Most theaters showing it May 5th. Check it out. I'll be right back with you. Give me 2 minutes, 16 seconds. I'll be right back.
Every night, I dream the same dream. Then, the nightmare begins. I did what I had to do.
Viz had his theories. He believed it was dangerous.
He was right. I'm sorry, Stephen. Your desecration of reality will not go unpunished.
We should tell him the truth.
I'm looking forward to it. May 8th. Hang on a second, y'all. May 8th. May 6th and May 5th. Depending on where you go. May 6th or May 5th. Let's talk real quick about the unification match concept right there. The unification match is cool. But not if you do it every freaking time. I need to get my thoughts together right quick. Check this out, right with you. Mr. Clean, jam a little bit with us. We'll be right back. Hang on, so I got Mr. Clean commercial going on. I get my little thoughts together. If my mouse pack worked, that'd be great. And we're going to just jam a little bit while I get my little thoughts together. So, jam Mr. Clean right quick, and we'll be right back. Yeah, Mr. Clean in the house. All right. So, unification match every now and then don't make no sense if you do it all the doggone time. For example, the WWE Championship. The WWE Championship has been unified for four different eras. 2001, the big gold belt, WWE belt, and the world and the WWF championship. The big gold belt and the WWF championship. 2002, you take those belts, melt it down to one big old to one belt, the undisputed WWF championship. 2013, the World Heavyweight Championship, the WWE Championship, and of course, just recently, 2022, the undisputed Universal Championship. We've done that so many times, and it's ridiculous. Let's have one unification match with one champion. I would agree with Ric Flair. One company, one champion. Hang on a second here. I'm trying to take care of something right quick. Okay, I'm going to take care of that later. So, one company, one champion. I will agree with that. So let's take, I hate for them to do this, probably by SummerSlam. Y'all excuse me, I'm kind of, I was handling something on a personal note. Y'all excuse me. But I can guarantee the company will probably do this again around summertime, SummerSlam. They're going to take the titles we just unified and split them. Again, why would you do that? Have one champion, one company. We have so many champions anyway. We have the NXT champion. We have the Universal WWE champion. The undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight champion. The NXT champion. NXT UK champions. We got the women's champions. The Cruiserweight Champions, the Tag Champions, the Intercontinental Champions, the National Champions. We got too much going on. One company, one champion. You can keep your Intercontinental, keep your Tag Team, keep your World Title. Keep your Intercontinental, keep your United States Title, your Tag Titles, NXT, Cruiserweight, that's fine. We got a lot of champions across the board. So my thing is, if you're going to do it right. And the rest of the business, you don't need so many matches. You don't need so many undisputed matches. You don't need that. Just break it down, or you can have a few titles here and there, and you'll be all right. All right. Also, I want to talk real quick. We want to thank, as always, Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. You call 888-172-2587. If you could drive trucks, have a CDL license, let them know. And you can get paid. 1-888-712-2587. The huge news, well, good for me, I like it. There's a show called The Chosen. If you haven't heard of it, how can you be in Dallas, Texas, where we're filming, and you've not heard of The Chosen? It's pretty cool. The Chosen series, not your average series about Jesus. It's pretty cool. I like it. I know people out there, I've seen all kind of Jesus movies, Jesus TV shows, Jesus plays. This one's a little bit different. We're going to bring it down to humanity and put some emotional thought behind it. Not just some, so I stick away for just 1 second. I don't know what to say about it, but I like it. It's not your average Jesus show. Okay, these are actual human beings. They have emotions. They have feelings. Unlike most Bible characters you see that are all up there and all legendary and whatnot. Now, I can say Jesus is not legendary, but my point is they're relatable. They're approachable. So check out this coming soon, season 3 of The Chosen I can't wait. You can get the Chosen app, watch it, all the episodes from season one, season two for free. Dallas Jenkins, the producer of it, check it out. The Chosen is coming soon, season three. As far as seasons go, we're going to stop at season 20. We're not going to stop Wrestling Trash. We're going to stop season 12 and go into season 13. Yes. Will it be lucky or unlucky? We don't believe in luck. We're blessed. I don't believe in luck, good or bad luck. No such thing. I'm blessed 24/7, 365. We don't believe in good luck. We don't believe in bad luck. We are blessed all the time. So we're going to have season 13 of Wrestling Tracks. We're going to stop at episode 20. We're episode 15 right now. When we produce this, it'll be episode 15. If you're just catching up on all other platforms, shout out to you. We want to thank Facebook on the podcast section, which is hard to find. It pops up every now and then when you want to. You can listen to the show on Facebook, on Instagram. We're not on Instagram. We don't broadcast from there. You can check out Instagram.com/WrestleTracksInc, YouTube, Wrestling Tracks TV. We're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on Google Podcasts, we're everywhere you get your podcasts, we are there. Amazon Music, click podcast section, type in Wrestling Tracks, we are there as well. Thank you so much. I'm kind of excited because 2 years from now, in November, we're celebrating our 10th episode, our 10th time in existence, if you will, our 10th anniversary. 2 years from now will be our 10th year. Funny thing is, 10 years of doing this thing, and my parents don't know the name of my show. I named it. It's called Wrestling Tracks. I'm just saying, I'm doing this for 10 years, and they don't know the name of the show. How you don't know the name of the show I'm doing for 10 years? Anyway, that's hilarious. They just call it my podcast. It's called Wrestling Tracks. I gave it a name. It's called Wrestling Tracks. I'm doing this past, right now we're 8 years. 2 years from now will be 10 years. But I brought that up to say you guys have been awesome every step of the way. We've had our ups, plenty of downs, and everything in between. We've had episodes that knock out the park. Episodes like, what the crap are you thinking? We've done it all, been there, done that, and you guys have been the spark through it all. I want to thank especially my listeners who've been there from day one, the first episode. I used to do it in the back room. I can't tell you the name of the street. But in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, we got started. Wrestling Tracks is born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I can't give you the address, but I can tell you in the back room right there, that's our first episode. And I missed the call. It was on blogtory.com and I missed the call. No, that's even further. Spreaker.com. That's even old school. I had the brilliant idea. I thought it was, when I say brilliant, I mean stupid. The brilliant idea. You know what? We don't need Spreaker no more. I deleted the episodes from Spreaker. You can find those episodes on Spreaker.com. God bless you. You are listening to a very limited edition. You have the first old school, the original Wrestling Tracks. I used to play entrance music. So you can find that up. You can dig that up. God bless you. If you can dig that up, my friends, you are listening to a very limited edition. You will listen to the first go round of Wrestling Tracks. Where I used to play wrestling entrance music. That's a long cry from where we are today. And thank you so much. And let's keep this thing going, man. You can support us in three ways. You can go to good old Cash App and send us some money sign Wrestling Tracks or cash.app/wrestlingtracks. You can PayPal, if you're doing it from PayPal, WrestlingTracks@gmail.com. And, of course, you can go to anchor.fm/WrestlingTracks. Click on support. You can choose 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month, or just buy something at WrestlingTracks.com. Use the code MOMISGREAT. You got till May 31st. I like to hook people up. I like to hook people up because paying full price sucks. If you like paying full price, you lost your mind, and you don't like to save money, I don't know what's wrong with you. You like to save money. I got your hookup. Use the code Mom is great. Mom is great. Because she is. And you can get $10 off your order at WrestleTracks.com. Now, if something should happen when you get your money back and you don't get your item, please don't cry to us. Go to Teespring, cry to them. Their fault, their mess up. Keep your receipt. Keep the copy of your receipt and your information and cry to them. They're the ones that ship it out. All we do is create the stuff. It's their product, it's their material, our designs, all our products are 100% original with a little wink from WWE. But all the designs, everything we have, we have t-shirts, we have towels, we got mugs, we got blankets, we got face masks. All of those are original thoughts and concepts. A wink to NWO with the Wrestling Track shirt, the black and white Wrestling Track shirt. A wink to NWO, but other than that, those original concepts and designs, their materials, my ideas. So they mess up, cry to them. Let you know. Now, if you ever get an email from us, Wrestling Tracks, and don't say Wrestling Tracks at the top or the bottom, anywhere in the email, talking about Wrestling Tracks, you've been spammed. Asking you for money. We would never do that. We would never, ever beg you for your money. We're not doing that. If you want to give us money to help us further the show, we'll be grateful and appreciate it. Patreon.com/WrestlingTracks. We're trying to build that back up. You can get $1 subscription. You can get $5.99 or $9.99. That's the Hello Friend, the Shout Out Group, and there's the Heavyweight Package as well. You can get exclusive information from WrestlingTracks before anybody else gets it. All the details, patreon.com/WrestlingTracks. There you go. We would never, ever, ever, ever beg you for your money. We'll spend your money. We'll appreciate the money. We'll never beg you for it. We have official ways to do that, officially, and it's all legit. Anybody does that, you've been spammed, you need to get your money back, you're going to have to put the foot in somebody's tail. If we can put the foot in somebody's tail, I'm looking forward to Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, a good old-fashioned I Quit match. Oh, Lord, my nose just stopped up. Y'all been catching my mama cold. Anyway. A good old-fashioned I Quit match. Very simple. Somebody's going to beat on each other until somebody says the words, I Quit. Two words, 10 letters. Two words, 10 letters. I quit. My math is horrible. But anyway. The most brutal I quit match of them all. John Cena, The Rock. I'm sorry. The Rock, Mick Foley. A brutal I quit match. There was this point in that match. Mick Foley was handcuffed. And took 11 chair shots unprotected to his skull. Mrs. Foley was there, his wife and kids, and they got upset around the fifth chair shot in. They got tired of it. No, up until the chair shot, when the chair came out, that's when they had enough. They were there at the Royal Rumble 2000. In 2000, they were there in Madison Square Garden, the front row, up until the chair. The chair shots, they had enough of that. And they left. And the only way to win that match, an I quit match, you gotta say I quit. Every now and then, in an I quit match, somebody's job is on the line. Every now and then. They're not a good I quit match. We're gonna wrap it up for today, ladies and gentlemen. I might get David Burton here Thursday or Friday. I'm trying to get Josh Wynn back on the air with us. Our friend from Rest Talking the D in Detroit. And maybe some more guests. You never know. We're going to wrap it up for today. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy Young Rock tonight at 7 o'clock on on NBC. Young Rock on NBC. I hope that's tonight. The Rock gets the phone call to change his life when he goes has a tryout match before Vince and Pat Patterson. And I love that series because now we get to the journey of WWE, then WWF with The Rock. So check out Young Rock tonight on NBC. You got to get out of here. Have a great day. Shop at WrestleTracks.com. One more time, shop with us at WrestleTracks.com. Have a great day. We'll see you later.